Milwaukee has a very diverse group of people who live here. Many of them come from other countries. Well, nobody knows that better than the president and CEO of WellPoint Care Network, Anne Leinfelder-Grove. And there is a film which was done right here in Milwaukee about so many of the immigrants and refugees who have settled here from far-off places. And you had the opportunity to see this movie.
Yes, I did. It's a beautiful film. This film was produced by our dear friend and colleague, Dr. Fran Kaplan of Nurturing Diversity Partners. And the film tells the story of 8 immigrants to Milwaukee who come from a variety of countries, including Tanzania, Afghanistan, Northern Ireland, Myanmar, Ukraine, Laos, and Pakistan, each of them sharing their very rich story of why they came here, how they found it here in Milwaukee, and how they are envisioning their American dream of being residents here.
In watching the film, what story touched you the most as far as one of these individuals who came specifically because they wanted to settle in Milwaukee?
Ooh, that it's a tough choice. It's a hard question. Perhaps I would share the story of Monica Ashery, who's an immigrant from Tanzania and who owns an African product store here in Milwaukee. Monica's story is full of joy. It's full of color and beauty based on, you know, her work as a small business owner. Very touching story, but it's hard to pick just one. And of the 8 people featured in the film, 4 of them will be here at WellPoint Care Network on Monday, September 9th, when we have a screening of the film.
And that film, it's free admission. Anybody can come, right?
Anyone is welcome. All that people need to do is register by going to our social media sites, wellpointcare.org. You can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. There's a very simple registration form that allows us to track attendance just to make sure we have enough room for all the interested people. And it's a movie, so we'll also have free popcorn, water, soda, coffee. It'll be a great experience. But I cannot share enough about how deeply moved I was when I was fortunate enough to see the premiere screening of the film in late spring of this year.
You mentioned that a lot of the participants in the film are going to be there, but also the producer and director is going to be leading a panel discussion after watching the film.
Yes. Fran is a fantastic facilitator, but also so connected to the people featured in the film. She used the same approach when I saw the screening, and it's just beautiful to draw out the individuals for their reasons why they came, how they're doing. That will really enhance the event by inviting them to bring their updates on how they're doing and to bring their voices. You know, you mentioned it when you introduced the conversation, but it's not well known. Milwaukee has long been America's city with the most foreign-born residents. So that's a really wonderful and fascinating statistic. I would say in a time where the topic of immigration is very hotly debated, WellPoint's excited to elevate this discussion and this beautiful film.
Oh, and you know, I have to ask you, we all like happy endings of films. But was there anything in that movie that made you question in terms of people not reaching the American dream that they had hoped for?
I would note that sometimes there was a reflection of the struggle of assimilation. You know, as people come to our country and, you know, in this case specifically to Milwaukee, just the ease with which people can access what they need, you know, information, what they need to feel like they belong here. For each of the people featured in the story, of course, it was a little different, but at times there can be barriers, and that really touched me as well.
Well, there is going to be a free screening of Can We Make a Home here in Milwaukee at the WellPoint Care Center. That is going to be on Monday, September 9th from 5 to 7:30, and we can check any of your social media to find out how to register for that. And thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the conversation. Take care.